Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be cloudy with a 20% chance of rain after 4 p.m., high temperature of 39 degrees. Breezy with southeast wind gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. Tonight, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, low around 34. The chance of precipitation is 90%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Wednesday, rain and possibly a thunderstorm before 11 a.m. and then rain in the afternoon, high near 51 degrees. New rainfall amounts between a quarter and half of an inch possible. And in the news for today, in our continued reporting in preparation for the upcoming spring general election, today we'll focus on the Vernon County Board of Supervisors race. As reported on Monday, the county made decisions following the return of the 2020 census to decrease the number of supervisors on the board from 29 to 19. The decision was also made to hire a county administrator and an additional finance director to oversee business operations of the board. The consolidation of the board has been controversial as it eliminated one of Viroqua's seats with the intention of some on the board to create more competition and give a stronger voice to supervisors. Some residents in the county see it as an attempt to consolidate decision-making among the more conservative rural areas of the county. Some of the main issues facing the supervisors in the upcoming 2 years are addressing the capacity and creating a plan for the county landfill, addressing infrastructure needs of dams and reservoirs in light of continued climate change conditions with an emphasis on flood mitigation, how to best utilize $5.9 million in funding distributed to the county from the Federal American Rescue Plan that emerged when COVID became a major issue, managing the new Vernon Acres residential care apartment complex, replacing revenue when the county jail is no longer housing out-of-county inmates under state orders. These specific issues, along with the usual plans to promote tourism and fund essential services, as well as facilitate federal and state funding, will be the challenge newly seated board members will face. There will be 9 contested races for the Vernon County Board, districts 6, 7, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, and 19 will be on the spring ballot. The candidates are District 6, Joseph Kleiber from the town of Jefferson and John Pedretti, town of Jefferson. District 7, LaVon Felton, town of Franklin, and Nathaniel Slack, town of Franklin. District 8, Martha Olson, town of Viroqua, and Kevin Larson, town of Viroqua. District 11, Charles Jacobson, city of Viroqua, and Carson LaBelle, city of Viroqua. District 12, Mary Henry, city of Viroqua, and Michael B. Christensen, town of Viroqua. District 13, Roger Call, city of Viroqua, and Alisanne Taylor, city of Viroqua. District 14, Adrian Amelies, town of Liberty, and Oli Etree, town of Webster. District 16, Paul Wilson, town of Whitestown, and George C. Wilbur, town of Whitestown. And District 19, Sean Reddington, town of Greenwood, and Kay Stanek, city of Hillsboro. The other districts are uncontested, which means the following named will automatically have seats on the board. District 1, Will Beitlich, town of Bergen. District 2, Kyle Sumke, town of Hamburg. District 3, Lauren Godey, town of Harmony. District 4, Mary Bringe, town of Sterling. District 5, Rod Ofte, town of Coon. District 8, David Egan, town of Christiana. District 10, Frank Easterday, town of Clinton. District 15, Sandy Schweiger, town of Clinton. District 17, Gary Muller, town of Stark. And District 18, Kelly Mitchell, town of Hillsboro. Statewide, the spring general election is held the first Tuesday in April for Court of Appeals Judge, Circuit Court Judge, County Nonpartisan Offices, Municipal Offices, School District Offices, and referenda if necessary, and in presidential years to express preference for the person to be presidential candidate for each party. The spring general election is nonpartisan. On Wednesday, we will look at the school board races in the county and focus on candidate reviews for the Viroqua Area School District. Some information for this report came in part from the La Crosse Tribune and Ballotpedia online. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.